Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
The late, great Otis Redding, ladies and gentlemen.
Watching the ships roll.
One of the classics. Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel Barker is our guest. He's one of the top futurists of our time. He's the purveyor of joelbarker.com. You can check out his website there. His blog is there. I encourage you to follow him there. His books, his films, Paradigms, Business of Discovering the Future, that's my favorite. And his new video is the Innovation at the Verge. You can find that at starthrower.com, right, Joel?
Yes.
So check all that out. Joel, another thing that you're going to report to us on today is steel or metal or something like that that floats?
Magnesium, actually.
Magnesium that floats.
Yep.
This is metal, hard, heavy metal that floats.
Yep. And this is a good example of Innovation at the Verge, by the way. Group Deep Springs Technology and New York University Polytechnic School in New York State have been working on this thing. And what they've been trying to do is figure out how to make metal float. And the way you do it is you have to reduce its density. And the way they have reduced its density is they have interjected in the molten metal little spheres
mm-hmm.
of a material that can take the heat without bursting. So they're basically putting bubbles inside the metal, and the bubbles then cool with the metal and basically foam it. And the result of the foaming is it is actually less dense than water, mm-hmm. which means it will float. But the other thing that you get out of this, Jim, and this is the innovation at the verge, those little spheres can handle 25,000 pounds per square inch of pressure before they rupture. So they're actually strengthening the metal and giving the metal new properties that it would not have had all by itself.
So there are people out there, including me, who've worked with metal over the years.
Cool.
I grew up on the farm using a lot of tools, a lot of metal.
Yeah.
And we know about cast metal.
Yes.
Cast aluminum, cast iron.
Yep.
And when you break a piece of that metal, and by the way, it breaks. Steel won't break, but a piece of cast will break, right? It'll break like a stick.
Yep.
If you put a pressure on it. And when you look inside, it's a bunch of little bitty holes. It's little bubbles, like little bubbles inside of cast metal. So my question is, is this taking the cast concept and putting it to a different metal and taking it to another level, you think? Cast means they pour it into a mold.
Yeah.
But bubbles, holes reside. I mean, holes remain. Little pieces remain. It's not forged, it's cast.
Well, the research that I read doesn't refer to that, but that's a really interesting observation, which is we've had bubbled metals before.
Yeah.
Here we can control the density of the bubbles, and we have bubbles that actually build strength. Are you there, Jim?
Yeah, but no cast, no cast metal will float. It all sinks.
No. So it's still too dense.
So
there's not enough bubbles.
That's what I mean by taking it to the next level. Number one, they had to change the I'm supposing that magnesium is lighter than iron.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's a fairly light metal.
So you'd have to start out with a lighter metal to start with, then add bubbles to it to give it that volume you were talking about.
Well, you see, and there you've made an assumption here that we have to be careful with, which is once we learn how to do with magnesium, maybe we can put enough bubbles in iron to get it to float, too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new process.
What about carbon?
Yeah. Well,
because you and I have talked about all the carbon materials that are out there.
But carbon tends to come in fibers and not in solid chunks. This is for solid chunks of stuff, which metal is really good at doing.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, the researchers said this may very well replace some of the composite materials, the carbon materials that we've been using, because we get... I mean, one of the things that, you just think about it, in a car accident, those bubbles compressing are going to suck up a huge amount of energy.
Right.
And so it may very well be that building kind of the front end of the car out of this kind of material.
Gives motor you supports.
Exactly.
Like gives the frame, maybe the frame, yeah.
Yeah. So there's some things you can do with this that you couldn't do with carbon, and there's stuff you can do with carbon you wouldn't. able to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
But what it shows us, again, you know, I said in my note that this is a, we're talking about materials today,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about hydrogen. We're talking about magnesium with bubbles in it. We're talking about these really interesting carbon fibers out of
mm-hmm.
the air. When you start, I mean, the 21st century is going to be a century of new
yep.
materials being used in new ways,
and
we're seeing it all over the place.
And think about how floating metal could be, how many different applications that could have.
Oh,
it'd be pretty amazing.
What if you're building ships out of it?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. As always, great job today. Come back soon.
Will do, Jim.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Joel joined us, and so we did. Joel Barker, we'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.